We have heard plenty through this campaign season about school funding, pension taxes, and outside money. But the Michigan Chamber of Commerce would like there to have been more focus on the state of our roads. Rich Studley is executive director of the chamber. Rich, welcome back to Stateside.
Glad to be here.
We talked, you and I, last June about your frustration as the state Senate at that point was trying and ultimately failed to figure out a way to find the money to fix our roads. And here's what you said in June. Nobody's being asked to build a spaceship to Mars. This is something lawmakers across the country do on a regular basis. And I'm wondering, Rich, what are your thoughts through this whole campaign season that you really don't hear anyone running for state House or Senate talking much about road funding?
Well, I do think it's important in this campaign season with so many negative attack ads for all of us to remember that Michigan is a great place to live and work and do business, and the sun will come up the day after the election. The challenge is the day after the election, there'll be very few session days left between now and the end of the year for the Michigan legislature to address road funding. We believe at the Michigan Chamber that it's critically important that we work together to fix our roads and improve public transit. For the job providers I represent at the state chamber, it's an issue of economic competitiveness. It's an issue about jobs in the economy. And as we've discussed in the past, better roads save time, save money, and save lives. So it is frustrating that good people in the Michigan legislature have talked and talked and talked about this issue. Part of our frustration, frankly, is this will be the fourth legislative session that we have worked hard on this issue in cooperation with business and labor and Democrats and Republicans. And in fact, we've worked on this issue for almost 10 years now over two different administrations. Governor Granholm wanted to fix the roads. Governor Snyder has provided strong leadership and put forward a very comprehensive proposal. It's even more frustrating when we note that when the governor and legislative leaders do work together, we can accomplish great things, whether it's personal property tax reform or Medicaid expansion reform. So now's the time to get this done. We hope it will be resolved in the lame duck session, but the business people I represent would tell you that at some point, hope is not a very good strategy.
And Governor Snyder, we know, has said he is speaking of hope. He is hoping to get the lame duck legislature to approve some kind of road funding package. In your heart of hearts, do you think that'll happen?
It's unclear. The governor has worked very hard on this. One of the challenges we face, it's not a lack of leadership on the part of the executive office. This is now a legislative issue, and it's been a bipartisan challenge, especially in the Michigan Senate, where the issue fell just one or two votes short of passing. To be fair, Democrats and Republicans in the House did work together to pass a $450 million road funding package. So we're hopeful that in the Senate, leaders will pick up where they left off and round up one or two votes. You know, we'll see. At the Michigan Chamber, we remain strongly committed to working with the governor and legislative leaders to resolve this issue in November or December if we can. However, next year is the start of a new legislative session. Any bill that is not signed into law in November or December dies. And at some point, doing the same thing again and again and again and expecting a different result, well, I suppose some people would tell you that's the definition of insanity. So at the Michigan Chamber, we are member-driven. We are policy-focused. We have talked with our executive committee and board of directors, and it could become necessary if the legislature is, again, not successful in resolving this issue, that we look at other options. So one of the options that our board of directors has authorized us to explore, and we're in the process of researching alternatives now, is to take a look at the possibility of a petition drive, a statutory initiative, not a constitutional amendment. One of the good things about living and working in Michigan is that our Constitution reserves to citizens the right to initiate legislation. That provision is intended in situations like this where over the years the legislature demonstrates that they are unwilling or unable to act. So we're going to look at several different options. We're currently in the process of doing a fiscal analysis, looking at the economic impact, doing legal research, and perhaps later we'll do a little polling. It would not be our goal to do a petition drive to have this issue go on the ballot in November of 2016. If we have to do a petition drive, the idea would be to do a statutory initiative, collect enough signatures in support of a good proposal to submit it to the legislature for an up or down vote. We want to help lawmakers do their job and fix the roads.
We saw this happen recently with the whole minimum wage issue.
That would be a good example. In the business community, we watched that process. I think the governor and legislative leaders did the right thing to approve a significant but less damaging increase in the minimum wage. But from the Michigan Chamber's perspective, we watched that effort. And it's hard not to conclude that perhaps if you want to score points, you need to be on offense. There's also precedent in 2005 and 2006 when the legislature demonstrated that it was unable to reform or repeal the single business tax. The business community led a citizens initiative to repeal the SBT. That petition drive was successful. It was submitted to the legislature for an up or down vote, and lawmakers voted to approve repeal.
When you talk about a citizens initiative, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find an issue that the citizens of Michigan are more exorcised about right now, especially after last winter and the way the roads were left.
That's correct, especially when the legislature's not in session. I spend a lot of time on the road talking to small business owners, listening to motorists, meeting with local chambers and Michigan Chamber members across the state. We're now in a situation where in some parts of our state, the roads are okay. But in other parts of the state where the roads used to be bad, now they're awful. And improving public transit and fixing the roads is critically important to all three of Michigan's leading industries. Very important for employees and employers who work in manufacturing, travel and tourism, or agribusiness, that we have a good system of public transit. We need to improve our ports, our airports, but a lot of the focus is on fixing the roads. That's where we're seeing the state's infrastructure, transportation infrastructure, literally crumbling apart, especially in some of the older parts of our state.
And Rich, if the Citizens Initiative comes together and goes before the legislature, if they reject the Citizens Initiative?
Well, our focus will be on trying to develop a solid proposal where the numbers add up. We'll dot the I's and cross the T's to make sure that it's legally drafted. So we would try to craft a proposal that would have a positive impact on the issue and one that lawmakers would likely be approved. But one of the advantages of this process is if we were to submit a proposal to the legislature and they declined to act, it would go on the ballot automatically. The legislature would also have the option of approving it. If they approve it, it becomes law. The governor can't sign or veto a statutory initiative. If it goes on the ballot and is approved by the voters, like the bottle law many years ago, then it's almost as good as a constitutional amendment because it could not be changed without a 3/5 vote of the State House and the Michigan Senate. The legislature would also have the option to put an alternative or competing proposal on the ballot. Again, our focus at the Michigan Chamber is to play a constructive role in the legislative process, but after almost 10 years of working on this issue, enough's enough. It's time to break the legislative logjam. We have a full-time legislature. If they don't do their job in November or December, we will.
Rich Studley, Executive Director of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you. We'll stay in touch.